by kelim, by utensils. That you have to destroy these utensils. Why? Because the goyim used it. It says ashatavdun, that they used them, they washed with it. So mikandam, from here we learn out that avoidus kechavim shlovi kechavim. If a goy owns an avoid the zoro, ain't no asura elat shatavit. It only becomes asur banor once the goy worships it. But before he worships it, it's still mutzabano. But the shel Yisrael miyad. But when a Jew owns an avoid the zoro, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it becomes asur banor miyad right away. But the Gemara said, first of all, well, the kelim akim the law. You want to tell me that an avoid the zoro itself of the goy does not become asur until he worships it? But you just said the pasuk is talking about kelim. Kelim meaning not the avoid the zoro itself, but utensils that you use to serve the avoid the zoro with, the tashmishi avoid the zoro. So how could you bring a proof from this pasuk that's talking about tashmishim to the loch of the avoid the zoro itself? So Mar says, Omakor, the pasuk says, Asher atem yorshim oisam es aloheim. That next part of this pasuk says right away the avoid the zoro itself. Asher atem yorshim oisam es aloheim yo yashin their avoid the zoro. If so, in the same pasuk, makish aloheim lekelim. Is the Ekeshia that the locha there of the Zohar itself has the same locha like the Tashmishe of the Zohar, like the utensils that they use to clean, to serve the Avodah Zohar with. So it's like this, Ma Kelim, just like the utensils that they use to serve the Avodah Zohar with. Achi Yavdu, it does not become Asa Bano until they actually worship it, or use it, that the Pasuk says, Ad Avatav Kulim Asher, Asher Ovdu Shom, that the Goyim worship. If so, the same halacha applies to their avoid the zara itself. That if a guy owns or made an avoid the zara, that nami ache yavdu, it does not become asa bano until they worship the avoid the zara. So this is the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. For Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with his tzukim? The kiva d'loy makish. The kiva does not make the tekish of the avoid the zara itself to the kelim. Therefore, Amalek, he'll answer you es hifsakinyan. When the pasuk says "Asheratem Yoshim Oisam Es Eloheim," so the word "Es" is a hefset, so that you cannot make a hekesh. So true, Rabbi Kiva would agree that the Tashmishi Avoid the Zora, he agrees, only becomes Asa Bano when they worship or when they use the Tashmishi, the things they use to serve the Avoid the Zora with. But the actual Avoid the Zora itself, he does not make this hekesh. There, Rabbi Kiva holds it becomes Asa Bano right away. As soon as a guy makes an avodah zara, it becomes asur even before he uses it. Rabbi Yishmael, what does Rabbi Yishmael do about this? So, no, Rabbi Yishmael so far, Ashkecho and avodah kechavim, shalev di kechavim, diyein asura ad shetavit. So far it's good. He brought a proof to Yisrael that when a guy owns an avodah zara, it does not become asur bano until he worships it. So this part he has arrived from this pasuk, avitavdun and shetavdun, that they worshipped it first. But his second halacha, how does he know that the Yisrael, the Asura Miyad, Minole? How does he know that if a Jew owns an Avoy Dezara, or made one, it becomes Asa Bano right away, even before he uses it? How does he know that? So Gemara says, Svaru. This is Stama reasoning, Stama Svaru. That, Midiyo Vikichodin, Achet Avoyd, since a guy's Avoy Dezara first becomes Asa, when he worships it, the Yisrael Asura Miyad. To swear that a Jew should be different, by a Jew should be more chomer than an avoy dezara, than a guy. So if a guy only becomes asur after he worships it, it's a swear a Jew making or owning an avoy dezara, it's much worse. As soon as he makes it, it should be asur bano. So the verse says, maybe no, Eimer the Yisrael klal klal loy. Maybe no, how do you know altogether? Maybe a Jew's avoy dezara is not asur bano altogether. Samar says no. Hashda Giniza Boyi will soon say later a pasuk that if a Jew has an avoy dezara, he has to bury it. It's like you have to get rid of it, you have to bury it. So this is Sarah, Mr. Sarah, isn't this a svar for sure to say that it's also bano? But the pasuk will see later the son Basaiser that you're supposed to put it away. So if you have to be gone as it, bury it, for sure it's also bano. So you see a Jew's avoy dezara is also bano. The Mar still says, V'yema maybe say, so still, but maybe the avodah zara of a Jew has the same halacha like a guy's avodah zara, that it's only also after they worship it. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know to say that by Jew it's also right away? So he answers on the court. The pasuk says, "V'yeschataschem asher asisem es egel," that your aveira you did by making the egel. The pasuk says, "So mashma mishas asiya kom lebechet," that at the time when the Jews made the egel, even before they worshipped it, it's considered a chet right away. So you see, when a Jew makes an avodah zarah, it's also right away. So Mar says, maybe no. Ha'ema hani mili lemekim gavra b'chet. True. Maybe the person that makes the avodah zarah, he did a chet. It's not nice for a Jew to make an avodah zarah. So when the Jews made the egel, true, as soon as they made the egel, they did a chet. But maybe it's the surah le'mitzasur. But maybe the chetza, the avodah zarah itself, does not become also bano until they worship it. What's the proof from that pasuk that the Klai Yisrael did a chet and making the egel? Maybe true, they did a chet, but maybe the avodah, the egel itself, did not become also bano until they worshipped it. Yeah. On Makron, the pasuk says, "Ara ra'ish ha'shayasa pesel ma'secha." The curse should be the person that makes this pesel, makes the avodah zarah. So the ik is mishas asiya kom leibor. As soon as he makes it, mashma right away, it's called an avodah zarah, gets the curse. So again, having been rid, it's also by no. So Mar says no again. Ema, maybe it's like this. Hani milu makeim gavra biyora. Maybe it's only strong enough that the person gets a curse for making the pestle. But is the sir like Mr. Sir? But again, who said it's also by no? Maybe the chefza is not also by no until they actually worship the idol. So Mar says, the prophet gets off and says, Toyavas Hashem ksiv. It says that this thing is a toyeva. It's disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. So what does it mean, toyeva? It means, right, that it's also banor. Right. It means that this is toyeva, meaning the chefs already has the suri hanor. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat. Now, for Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with this pasuk? It says by the avodah zarah of a Jew, right away, b'shas asiya, it's called a toyeva. So mashmitz also right away. Rabbi Akiva holds, Dover Hamevu the day Tueva just means this is something that will bring you to do a Tueva, to do something disgusting. It will bring you to worship the Avodah Zarah. That's what the pasuk means. But not to the Sasa Banor right now. Now, Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Kechov Mishnah Dichovim. Tiyasur Miyad Minolei. How does Rabbi Akiva know to say, like it says now Mishnah, that when a guy makes an Avodah Zarah, it becomes also right away, even before he worships it? So Ma'ulula says, "Oh Makro," the pasuk says, "Psila Yelehayim Tisrufun Vesh." That Psila Yelehayim, when the goyim made their forms of their avodah zarah, you have to burn it. So it's mashma Misha Poslu Nasuleha. As soon as they carved it out, hollowed it out, made the pestle, right away it's called an avodah zarah. That's what the key is pshat.
Now, either what does Rabbi Shmuel do with this? When we burn the Katani of Yosef, the Katani of Yosef. How do we know that a guy could be mevato an avodah zarah? His own avodah zarah. Shneimer pasuk says, "Tefila elohayim tisrufun veish." That the tefila elohayim you should burn in fire. So what's the right from this pasuk? Who this pasuk says? Adrab, it's also you have to burn it. So the Sfar is brought down from the Sefer from the Chultan says that when do you have to burn it? Only if they still act like it's an avodah zarah. That's elohai. Mishum elohai also. But the shemim noyig boy mishum elohai, if they did not use it anymore, it's elohai. That means the mevatlit, it becomes mutter b'hano.
Anymore, the Yisra no goes off. How do we know this? This is the pasuk. Shinam the pasuk says, "Psile elayhayim tisra from veish." But sure, we'll see. V'idach, how Rabbi Shmuel, how does Rabbi Kiva know this? V'idach, nafkalei medishmul from Shmuel alacha. The Shmuel Ram Shmuel asks a question like this. Siv, one pasuk says, "Loisach mut kesev zov aleihem." Do not light nor sasa banor the silver and gold that's on top of the avodah zarah. The noil avodah zarah is also banor. Well, Siv, another pasuk says, where it says, "Lakach tulecho." You can take it for yourself. So it's a stira. Is the noil avodah zarah also banor or not? What case is that going to be? Postul aleha loisach mut. If you made it to be an avodah zarah, if you put it there to beautify the avodah zarah, it's also bano. Postlo meleha, but if you mevatlit from an avodah zarah, lakach lecho, then you're allowed to use it. That's the limud that a guy could be mevatl the avodah zarah. For Rabbi Akiva so far, ashkechon, avodah kechavim, shlodi kechavim, the asur miyad. So for Idashin, the pasuk of Psilei Eloheihem Tisru Fomesh, meaning that by the Zara of a Goy, you have to burn right away, it's also Banar right away. Good. For the Yisrael, Achetavoy Minolam, like our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Kiva, how do we know that a Jew's Avoy the Zara is first also when he worships it? Some of you don't accrue, but the pasuk says, Visom Baseser. That means what they are, Avoy the Zara of a Jew, you have to hide, it's Toyin Geniz, you have to hide it. For Idashin, it means, until you did something with it. In other words, you worshipped it. And usually if a guy worships it, he does it the Seisa. So when you do a Dover Shem Seisa with the Avoy the Zara, then it means you have to be gone as it that's also by law. The Yidah Chodeh Bishmol do with this. For me, boy, look at Rabbi Yitzchok. He needs this part like Rabbi Yitzchok. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchok, Mina Yilnav Vereskikov Misha Yisrael. Shetun Gneza. How do we know that if a Jew owns an Avoy the Zara, it's also by law? You have to bury it, you have to be gone as it. Shinem, the prophet says, Visom Baseisa. You have to put it away privately. But not to teach us that it's first also by law after he worships it. The Yidah Rabbi Kiva, Nafkulai Mid Rav Chizda, Amarav, Tiyom Rav Chizda Amarav, Mina Yinav Rezikov Misha Yisrael, Shetun Gneza. How do we know a Jew's Avoy the Zara has to be buried? Shinem, the prophet says, do not plant and not say Asherah next to the Mizbeach. So it's like this. Ma Mizbeach, just like the Mizbeach itself. So in Geniza, it's also by no, the Mizbeach has Kedusha. If the Mizbeach becomes possible, that you cannot use it. You want to make another one, so the old one, you have to be gone, you have to bury it. It's Mashmah here, it says, Laisit Lecho Asherah, has the same Alocha. So it comes to teach us that Af Asherah, the same thing to this tree that you planted to worship, Tuna Geniza, that you have to be gone as if you have to bury it. What? It's the Jews. It's the Jews that avoid the Zara. The Jew made it. By the Jew there's no bittul. The Yidach, what's the Bishmodu with this? The Yidach, from the boy of the Rish Lakish. The Yom Rish Lakish, this part is taken something else. Called Hamaymid the Dayin Shein Hagin. Whoever puts off a Dayin in the shul, they make a Dayin there, the judge there. That's not Hagin, it's not fit. He doesn't act right, he does wrong things himself. He does Averis himself. It's Kilo Natei Asher of Yisrael. It's mamish like you planted an Asher in Klai Yisrael. It's a terrible thing to put a Dayan that's not Hogun. That's a terrible thing. If the Dayan does these terrible things, you shouldn't make him a Dayan. Shneim the Pasuk says, Shoftim v'shoftim titan l'chol b'chol sharecha. If you put Shoftim, put judges up, the Samachlei, right away it says, L'sit l'chol Asher b'choleis. Master, if you put off a dying that's not Hogun, it's mamish like planting an Atzei Asherah. The number of Asher, Asher is like this. Over Makkav Tamid Chomim, if you put the dying up in the shul, in a place where there are other Tamid Chomim there, then Kilo Noto Eitzom Ezbech. It's as if you planted this Atzei Asherah, your mamish are doing this Avera, of putting an Atzei Asherah, mamish next to the Mizbech. Shneemit says, Eitzom Ezbech. Meaning, b'makim yachtoru there, that's like the mizbeach. If you put a dayan over people that are tamir chachamim, it's mamish like you put a Nazi asherah next to the mizbeach. So kitzur, that's how Kiva knows his drush is, that a Jew's avoy the zara is only yasa after he worships it, but a guy's avoy the zara from Sila Lehayim is also right away. Omer Ravashi. If people that are tamir chachamim around there, because if this dayan is in the shul, and they have some minicham there also, so it's considered like you put an Atzei Asherah, the Machlin Mizbeach.
They're always dayan.
Boy Ramnuna. Risach Kli La'avodis Kechavim Mahal. Risach means the Kli that was broken, and now you put it back together again. Sometimes it means you mold it together. Rashi just says mashma with your hammer. Rashi says Risach Kli. Kli Shanishper, you have a Kli that was broken. You banged it together again with the hammer, so you made it together, you made it into one piece. So what's the law? We'll soon see. Now, Avodah Kechavim demand. First of all, what type of Avodah Zarah are we talking about? Elaim Avodah Kechavim, the Avodah Kechavim belongs to a guy. So the Korban Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva, Misham Shavodah Kechavim name. This Kli now is only something that they serve the Avodah Zarah with. Whether they bring the coals there, they bring the dirt there, so, and Misham Shavos Kechavim, Ein Asur Machi Avdu. They both agree. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees that the Tashmishi Avoy the Zoro only becomes Zoster when they worship it. That was the prospect of Avay Tatan is called on the Kaimos. that the kelim they use to serve the avodah zarah is only used when they worship it. So what's your problem over here? The yellow rod avodah comes from the Israel. It's talking about a Jew's avodah zarah. So the Jew is making this clean now, this, let's say, a shovel to clean the avodah zarah. So Aliba the man, who are we going according to? Elaim Aliba the Rabbi Kiva. That the Rabbi Kiva says what? The avodah zarah of a Jew. Even the avodah zarah is only also when you worship it. So hash the higufa, madzach the avodah zarah itself. Like Mr. Sarachi Tavod only becomes also when you worship it. So Misham Shem Iboi. Here it's just a broom that you make it to clean the avodah zarah. For sure it only becomes also once you use it. V'yel Aliba the Rabbi Shmuel. The Yamasur Miyadri says the Jews have a Zorah is also right away. So my Mishamshim, Mamashmoshim, my, what is the question? Mishamshim and Mishamshim Gamrinan, do we learn out the Tashmishim from Tashmishim that Mahosim Achiyavdu, that the Jews Tashmishim, where do we learn it out from? Do we learn it out from the way a guy has his Tashmish Yavoy the Zorah that it's only also once he worships it? Is Afocha by a Jew also, Achiyavdu, that the Tashmishim, the Kalim, only become also once he worships it. Or Dilma maybe no, Minei Gomar. We learn now the Tashmishi Avodah Zarah of a Jew from the Avodah Zarah itself. Mahi, just like the Avodah Zarah itself of a Jew. Asura Miyad is also right away, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, maybe Af Mishamshi Asura Miyad. That's the Sufik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, but the prophet says the Jews avoid the Zorah also right away.
Yeah.
What's going to be by his Tashmishi avoid the Zorah? The Kalim that he used to serve his avoid the Zorah. Where did we learn out this Issa? Do we learn it out? The prophet doesn't say clearly by his Jews avoid the Zorah Tashmishim. So we have to learn it out either from Tashmishim of a guy, then it's only also once you worship it, or else we learn it out from the avoid the Zorah itself of a Jew. That's also right away. That's my subject. Tamar says, my iri, what do you have to talk about? My iri to come in boyulei, risk the kli, what do you have to question then with the broken kli that you're putting it back together again? Ki boyulei, also, you're making a new kli now. Smash me your shallows on it because it was once the kli, it broke, and now you're putting it back together again. What do you got to do with that? After Shaila, when you make a new kli, when a Jew makes his broom to his avodah zarah, does it become also right away when he makes it, or does it first become also when he uses it? Tevul Mor says true. Rav Amnuna mishum tuma yishonik miboylei. His shaila was like this: that this kli was first a tashmish avodah zarah and had tumah on it. Now, when you broke it, the tumah goes off. The question is, when you put it back together again, does the tumah come back again? That's the question. It's now going like this. Kli matkis, the metal kli. Shutayim or makableyim tumayim. Whether it's a flat kli or a kli that could receive liquid, it has a depth to it. Tumayim, it's makabel tumah. Nishtabru, if you break the kli, taru becomes tar from its tumah. Because of Yosuke, let's say the lady take the broken pieces and make it back again to a kli, Yasu Tumi Yishona. Midrabono, the tumor comes back again. That's my regular tumor. Navoch Tumi Boile. Ki Hodra Tumor. When do we say this is said when you put the kli back together again, that the tumor comes back? Hani Mili, maybe that's only said the tumor di Raisa. A tumor that the kli touched the sheretz, it touched the mace, that the kli became Tumi Midi Raisa. Avul Tumah the Rabbanah, but over here, when you worship a kli to the Avodah Zarah, after it's Tumah, it's only Midi Rabbanah, it's only Nesmachta. Midi Raisa, the Kalim is not Tumah. It only has a Tumah the Rabbanah. So maybe, Loi, since here the kli only had a Tumah the Rabbanah, once it breaks, the Tumah goes off and does not come back again. Or there may be Loi Shana. That's my suffix. Even my Tumah the Rabbanah also might say that when you break the kli, the Tumah goes away, but later, if you make it back together again, it becomes Tumah again. Mihodra loy, olay hodra. So if Tinsfan, if you want to tell me loy hodra tuma, loy hodra, that a regular tuma with rabbanim does not come back again once you break it, even though you put it back together, it does not become tummy again. But maybe tumas the avodas kachovim, mishum chumri the avodas kachovim, mi shavi rabbanim ketuma di rais olay teiku. Sound like a double suffix over here. Maybe by the tuma of an avodah zarah. Even though true the Tashmishim is only Tomei Midrabanan, but since this Tumah has to do with the Chomadik Echet of Avodah Zorah, maybe Yid Rabbanu Amachmer to say that Havalach like the Yiraisa, that when the kli becomes Torah, is broken, later if you put it back together again, maybe the tumah comes back. So that was his suffix. And this is learned by a taker, learned by a suffix.
Alright, turn over.
Boyi minei Reb Yechon or Reb Yanai. Reb Yechon asked the question from Reb Yanai. Takruva savodis kechovim shel oichlim maho. What's going to be the lacha of takruvos that you serve the avodah zarah of with food? What's going to be the lacha? Mimahanyo lo bitol letarinu toma oilai. Again, takruvos. Anything you serve the avodah zarah with, let's say you brought these grapes for the avodah zarah, you served them with these grapes, so grapes become asabano. And they also become tamei. Then later you mevatel it. Let's say the goy now takes these grapes. I'm not going to worship with them anymore. I want to use it for my own sake. So halacha is the yisur anor goes off the grapes. We know that a goy could be mevatel the avodah zarah, and it can also be mevatel tashmishi avodah zarah. The question is, when he's mevatel these grapes, this food, does the tumah go off it also or not? That's our suffix. So Mara says with tiboyla came them. Why do you only ask the question by food? Why don't you ask by utensils? So more so like this. Kalim like me, boy, I have no question about Kalim. Kivon di yisle tar b'mikvah. Since the lach was any time the kli becomes tamei, just put it into the mikvah. The mikvah is matirit. If so, tuma nami botla. Then I know for sure that if you have this broom that the goyim used to worship their avodah, to clean their avodah zarah with it, now if they're mevatel the broom from worshiping their avodah zarah, so pshita the tyra, the tumah goes off it. It's not worth it putting it into the mikvah. There's kalim that you could be metayrit pshita when you break it. So just like the yisra no goes off it, pshita the tumah goes off it. Let me boil it. Yeah, but kikamivo, where's my suffix? Eichlim, my question is about food. Food has no tyra b'mikvah. If food becomes tumah, it remains tumah. There's no way to be metayrit food. If a sheriff touches food, the food remains tameh. Therefore, I have a suffix, now this food that you serve the avodah zarah with, so it becomes tameh because of takruvas avodah zarah. When the goy is mevatel from takruvas, do I say, just like the yisra no goes off, the tumor also goes off? Or maybe no, tumor and food can never go off. So Mar says, so why don't you have tiboyla avodah zarah gufa, why don't you have the same show on the avodah zarah itself? So Mar says again also, I have no suffix about the avodah zarah itself. Here again.